Okay, good morning. This is Sister. Let's go ahead and pray. Father's asked for any sisters listening today for anything spiritually dangerous for her to be removed, and for her just to have a real understanding of who you are, what you want, so that she can be fully prepared when this place burns, both for her salvation, safekeeping, and the salvation and safekeeping of her loved ones. Also, she's praying for their souls as well. Ask all these prayers blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so this is going through Isaiah 33, talking about times of judgment, okay? Understanding the Lord, who he is, coming out of this deception that he's, you know, a loving God and there's no wrath. Only knowing part of him. Okay, but not the fullness of him. Okay, really knowing the fullness of your God, who he is, so you can be prepared when he's revealed and not surprised. You do not want to be surprised. This is, and so going through Isaiah 33, okay, talking about looking towards Zion. Okay, this is Luke chapter 13. It says, there were present at that season some that told him, speaking of Jesus, of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that these were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And this verse applies unless you repent, okay? Really, my beloved sisters in Christ, inwardly, I'm telling you this with love because I've seen it with my own two eyes. Unless you truly repent, okay, and come out of the United States, it's lies, it's deceptions, it's sin. Okay, do not look around at anybody else. Get a real, strong, powerful, connected relationship with the Father through Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Get to recognize the Holy Spirit, listening for his voice, walking in the Spirit, letting him govern your day, okay, your moments, your choices, okay? Because when you see all this stuff going on around you, you can have the deception feeling like you're safe because you're Christian or because you know this stuff, okay? Most women who listen to spiritual warfare, they have some of an understanding, and it's so easy because I run into this so often, where they know more than the lukewarm church, okay? The mainstream church that's out there and deceived, okay? So they feel comfortable. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at anybody else, okay? Okay, and feel comfortable because you're less deceived than they are. Okay, be looking for your own deceptions with the Lord. Okay, because this stuff runs so deep. Okay, it is so deep. Okay, deeply ingrained. Okay, in the United States Church. Okay, with this false God. Okay, where he you don't see the fullness of who he is. Okay, and you need to get all of that out of you, okay? You need to let him cleanse that of you and get to know who he really is and the fullness of who he is, okay? And you need to start coming out of the United States, both inwardly, in your heart and in your mind, any attachments you have to this place, any love you have for this place, okay? And you need to, because the thing is that you not only need to know, it's just very deep, and what I'm telling you is real, and I pray to God you listen. I pray to God that you'll listen to me. I really do. Okay, I don't get any benefit off of this stuff. I get persecuted for it. Okay, all right. I get a hard time. Okay, for this, but I've seen the danger of it. Okay, where it can really mix a person up in their mind. Okay, and put them in a place where they're in danger of falling away, and they don't know their God. Okay, and they get confused. You need to know your God, because if you don't know your God and understand who he is, when these things start to move, okay, then you are susceptible to be deceived by Satan and swept away into a deception. Okay. Talking about your soul, okay? Nothing's more precious in the sight of God than your soul, okay? All right? Christ died on the cross for your soul, okay? That's what matters to him, is your soul, okay? And the way that this church is here in the United States, okay? With once saved, always saved. Okay, I've said this before, but you have a quote like that, you better have scripture. It better be a Bible verse with a couple of different verses, okay? And areas where it says it, okay? That is a saying of man, okay? That is not what the Bible says. The Bible warns numerously about falling away. There's a parable of the sower, okay? Once again, right? Okay, the first three groups, they start, they don't finish. Okay, five wise, five foolish virgins, they don't go in. Okay, parable of the talents, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay, Hebrews again warns about it, finishing. Okay, there's so much scripture about finishing. Okay, you need to come out of this stuff. Okay, you need to get to know your God. Because what you're going to see, all right, is not only do you need to know who he is, but you need to not be ashamed of him. You're gonna be in a place where you're gonna have to stand against people, okay? Because you're gonna see God's judgment. You're gonna see his wrath burn. And people are gonna be saying, "Oh, this is terrible, this is awful." And then you're gonna know it's your God. You're gonna know who it is. You're gonna know it's him. And I've seen it myself. Okay, and you're going to be put in a place where not only do you need to recognize him, you need to stand by him. You need to make your choice. You need to be not ashamed of him. Okay, just like the scriptures warn. Okay, where he says, "Blessed whosoever is not ashamed in me." Okay, because when you start seeing really bad things happening, okay, you can't be in a place of saying you're sorry. Okay, and making apologies for God. God knows what he's doing. He's doing is right. What he's doing is right. He's God. Okay? He has every right to do whatever he wants, anytime he wants. He's God. Okay? But when you've got this lukewarm church and they're deceived and they're caught up in his love, but they don't want to deal with his full character, who he really is, and they're being man pleasers, okay? Afraid to walk in the fullness of the Holy Ghost, okay? Where Ananias and Sapphira drop dead right in front of him. Okay. They don't want to deal with those aspects. Okay. And Peter, okay, rebuked Simon right to his face and told him that he better pray to God for forgiveness. Not, "Oh, it's okay, everything will be okay." No, you better humble yourself and pray to God that possibly you can be forgiven. Okay. I'll go over that verse tomorrow, the way that Peter, full of the Holy Spirit, warns him. Okay. You don't see this flattery coming out of his mouth. Okay, he's saying you better pray to God you may be forgiven. Okay, he's not sitting there, okay, thinking he can do whatever he wants and then whatever and just be forgiven. He's in a place of you better pray to God for forgiveness. I'll read that verse tomorrow. Okay, that's your God. Okay, not the one that's out here, okay, and that people are really comfortable with, okay, and that doesn't challenge, okay. Challenge who they are and change who they are and get them conformed to the image of Christ. Okay, there's no fear of God. Okay, because when these things do start to burn and his wrath does start to burn, you not only need to know who he is, you need to be fully on the other side with him, saying yes, that's him, and yes, he's right. And I got news for you. When somebody has just lost their house, okay, when somebody's homeless and they're coming to you, "Oh, this is awful," okay. And you see what they're going through, and you gotta say, "No, that's God." And he's the one that's done this, and what he's done is right, and you deserve it. Okay? All right, are you in that place? Okay? Are you in that place? Okay, are you ready to stand by your God to that point? Okay? Because that's what's gonna be needed to get a soul saved. Because you're going to have to let them know, no, what's happening to you is righteous, and it's God that's doing it. It's not Satan. Okay, it's not all these other things. It's God. And if you don't repent, this is just, a small sort of warning sign of what's coming for all eternity for you. Are you in that type of place? Okay, to really speak and know who your God is and stand by him.
Okay, and let a person know when they're in that situation. Listen, if you don't repent, okay, this is what waits for you for all eternity. Not a temporary thing, but all eternity, way worse than this. Repent so the soul can really get saved, truly saved, okay? So that's scripture, okay? It says, unless you repent, you shall likewise perish, okay? Unless you really get to know your God, okay, and get rid of all of these deceptions that are within you, okay, you too will perish, my beloved sister in Christ. You will, okay? You will, because it'll move and it'll be a part of you. These lies will be a part of you. I've seen it. And as they're a part of you, okay, they will mix you up inwardly and have you in such a lost place spiritually that it's so dangerous, okay? You need to get your life tucked away and hidden in Christ. Get to know the real God, okay? Get to know him for real. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I ask for any sister that's listening, just that she really prays to be filled with your Holy Spirit, starts to understand that that's what she really needs is the Holy Ghost. That she starts to really change her prayers according to your will, and just really starts to seek after you. And just really, again, Father, I just really ask that she prays to be filled with the Holy Spirit so she can start to understand you, understand these things and what's going on. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.